The so-called Enterprise Visa is meant to allow more UK businesses to be set up by foreigners. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he wants to attract overseas entrepreneurs with vision and serious cash by offering them a dedicated type of visa.
We will focus relentlessly on removing barriers to business success across the economy. It is genuinely depressing to hear how difficult it can be to raise money here in Britain. I mean, for Christ's sakes, this is London. This is the capital of international finance. If we can't do better at getting money into start-up ventures and into the businesses of the future, then really we are not succeeding. So we have got to get that done.
The move coincides with an exemption for thousands of employees of multinational companies from a government cap on immigration. The immigration cap was at the core of the Conservative Party's pre-election promises and is aimed at cutting net immigration by tens of thousands. But universities, scientists and academics are up in arms that immigration caps will prevent the world's brightest talent from looking to the UK. Imran Khan is director of the Campaign for Science and Engineering, a pressure group which has been lobbying against the immigration cap, which is going to be made permanent in April next year.
A lot of the big global research and development companies are now based outside the EU. Are they going to invest in the UK if they can't bring in their own staff to kickstart an operation or bring their own staff from abroad to train UK staff? It's just completely back to front.
But in an apparent bid to placate the critics, David Cameron has said intra-company transfers from multinationals would be exempted from the cap. This provoked claims that UK graduates are being shut out of the market. The British Prime Minister insists his policies will boost growth, including proposed changes to copyright laws to attract more high-tech investment and innovation to the UK. At the core of the government's new policies are plans to turn London's East End into a leading global centre for high-tech investment, to rival Silicon Valley in California.
Right now, as has just been said, Silicon Valley is the leading place in the world for high-tech growth and innovation. But there is no reason why it has to be so predominant.
And Google, Facebook, Intel and other big global players are planning to invest in the area. In the meantime, the government has a fine line to tread between those that believe immigrants are taking away British jobs and those that are calling for more skilled workers to keep the UK economy on track. This is Nina Maria Potts in London reporting for The World.